This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian and Israeli counterpart over telephone yesterday. Speaking to Foreign Minister of Iran, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, Dr. Jaishankar took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Aries. They discussed the current situation in the region. Dr. Jaishankar stressed on the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint, and returning to diplomacy. Both leaders agreed to remain in touch. Speaking to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, Dr. Jaishankar shared India's concern at the developments in the region. They discussed the larger regional situation as well. Both leaders agreed to stay in touch. Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakher Ghalibaf affirmed that Iran's recent military action in response to the Israeli assault on its diplomatic premises in Damascus adheres to principles outlined in the United Nations Charter. Speaking at an open session of the Iranian parliament, known as Majlis, Ghalibaf warned of a heightened response should the Zionist regime or its allies make further provocations. In a parallel development, Iran's ambassador and permanent representative to the UN, Amir Saeed Iravani, underscored Iran's readiness for a stronger and more decisive response to any future Israeli military aggression. United States officials said that President Joe Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Washington would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Over 300 drones and missiles were reportedly fired at Israel on Saturday night, which Iran said was in response to the first April strike on its consulate in Syria. Speaking to reporters, a senior administration official said that President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister to think very carefully and strategically about how his forces replied to the unprecedented action, the first direct attack by Iran on the country. Back home, Congress announced the names of 10 more candidates for Lok Sabha polls yesterday. Former Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi will contest from Jalandhar. Party has fielded Kanhaiya Kumar from Northeast Delhi seat, while J.P. Agarwal will fight from Chandni Chowk constituency. Ujjwal Revati Raman Singh is party's candidate from Allahabad. The party also released a list of 75 candidates for assembly polls in Odisha. Former PCC Chief Jayadev Jena will contest from Anandpur. Party has fielded former MLA Debashish Patnaik from Baki seat. The Supreme Court will hear a plea today by the Delhi Chief Minister and AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate or ED in the liquor policy case. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta will be hearing the case. On the 9th of this month, the Delhi High Court had rejected AAP leader's petition challenging the arrest. While dismissing the plea, the Delhi High Court said the ED was in possession of enough material, which led to Chief Minister Kejriwal's arrest. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual pilgrimage to the 3,880-meter-high Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas will commence from 29th of June and conclude on 19th of August. Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board, SASB, has announced that the registration process for the 52-day-long yatra will open today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the ongoing rainfall, along with moderate thunderstorms, lightning, gusty winds, and hail will continue to persist over northwest India for the next 24 hours and abate thereafter. It said that light to moderate rainfall with moderate thunderstorms, lightning, and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour is expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, and Uttarakhand. Whereas western UP, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, and Madhya Pradesh are expected to witness scattered to fairly widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning, and gusty winds up to 40 km per hour today. The Met Department said that Delhi will witness a generally cloudy sky with light rain today. The temperatures in the national capital will hover around 33 degrees Celsius during the day hours today. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.